In the deepest recesses of the sand cult's complex, which dips beneath the sands of the desert, there's the Cum Witch's Chamber, and that's where you're headed today. It is one of the most magically infused places, and she is one of the most magically infused inhabitants of the entire complex. Having won out the right to bear a magically infused cock for breeding all the other witches, she never lets anyone forget just what it can do to the body and mind. But she's also a developer of sensual tools, magical spells for increasing libido or sensitivity, and a thousand other ways of feeling good. The fact that you can regularly make it to her chamber means no one else stands in your way anyway. Unless you were going to walk into the queen's room, there's not a single person there stronger than her. It would be a waste of their day for a typical cultist to get knocked out. When they use magic on you, it turns them on. The same is true for the Cum Witch, but she's a little more open about it, and her job involves fucking anyway. Whereas the other witches often have to travel, or soak their magical potions into the dunes. If you were to confront one of the ordinary witches, then when they were done casting spells on you, they'd probably want to have sex, and end up fucked into a stupor. So they mostly get out of your way. You make your way to the back of the complex, to her lab. It's cool down here. There is actually a tunnel leading out through an illusion-covered screen, which allows cool air to blow down, a desert breeze magically enhanced. Some of the initiates prepare to assail you, but several of their more experienced sisters shake their heads and tell them no, don't get in the champion's way, unless they want a lovely fuck and to be useless about their duties. And given that they do want that, their sisters drag them away. The curtain into the Cum Witch's classroom, for it is a classroom, complete with desks and blackboard and bookshelves and even a small couch for taking naps. The door into her lab is covered with a beaded, gorgeous curtain. And along the walls of the room are pillows and places to sprawl and relax, unwind. Often used by the initiates after they've been fucked senseless in a breeding attempt. She has a mane of long blonde hair falling onto dark brown skin, making a gorgeous contrast, and her knowing smile lights up when she sees you. Ah, my favorite test subject has returned. She's wearing some gauzy robe that covers nothing. Her breasts are huge, as big as the four breasts that the cultist initiates have put together. Those truly massive H-cups bounce when she turns, her nipples several inches long and, you know, capable of giving off magically infused fluids of various sorts. Between her legs is yet another fluid dispenser, her 11-inch long cock, which is standing up hard. It wasn't when you came in. It was hanging, flaccid, under a gauzy, purple strip of fabric. But now it's standing up, pushing that fabric out of the way. She gestures at the large front desk in the room, which is mostly structured like a classroom. So this would be the instructor's desk. There's no one else there except her, which is unusual. Usually one of the cultists is fucked silly and laid over one of the desks. There's no one there except you and her. And her tools. Magical sex toys, sleeves of various sorts, dildos, strap-on harnesses, and more. All of them are inscribed with runes that glow in a variety of colors. I have one I need to test, she says, purring as she comes closer and runs her hand over your body. I could use a partner. Unfortunately, the growth spells I was using before tended to leave their subjects broken. And given that I know you can tell when something like that is being used, I became very proud of my research into non-destructive growth and shrinking spells. This is in fact a contest. I'm thinking that maybe when new Cum Witches are proven, they'll use tools like these. It can fasten to a cock or clit as one pleases. Though by the end of the exercise, whatever equipment you have will probably be rather larger. That's the whole point. She holds it up. It looks like an onahole, a simple sex sleeve, a hole at each end. The inside seems self-lubricating, and the strings of purple and green runes running over it flash as she turns it in the candlelight. It is a contest. Once we each slip it on, we'll thrust and fuck and make out. And the more turned on you get, the bigger your equipment gets. The more turned on your partner is by you, however, the more they shrink and you grow. So the trick is to get turned on by wanting me, without being turned on by me flashing these. She bounces her tits. Or this. She slaps her flank, making her ass jiggle. Or anything else I say or do. You have to be turned on by you, your raw sexual energy, the same thing we use to fuel our spells. So draw on your reservoir of internal horny and try to beat mine with it. The toy jiggles in her hand. She lowers it down, as if to show she's going to go first, take the first bite, as it were. And she pushes the tip of her huge cock. You see her orange-sized balls swell and contract against the base of her dick. The shaft is veined, dark brown skin sliding into that sleeve. But despite how big she is, and despite the fact she slides it until she's right at the base, there still seems to be plenty of room in the sleeve. Plenty of room for you to slide inside alongside her. You think that the tip of her cock might just rub against yours, but the sleeve would stretch, and you'd both be able to be in there and rub against each other, frotting inside the sleeve. Ooh. It's a mental exercise to train apprentices. Surely it's far beneath your notice, far beneath your level. She reaches out and runs her hands over you. You might even beat me, considering how turned on I am just looking at your body. Her cock swells in answer, and you see it shrink a little bit until it's 10.5, maybe, inches in there. It could still somehow touch you if you thrust inside. Some dimension-bending quality of the sleeve, but you are consciously aware that she shrank when she let herself be turned on by you, instead of by her own innate libido. This might be a fun game. You'll just have to get turned on by your desire to dominate her, instead of by how much she's trying to turn you on. If you let her tease you, you'll shrink. And if you tease her, you'll grow. It just naturally applies. It just naturally supplies the information. And you know it can suction. Oh, you don't even have to thrust into it. The nearest aperture of the device is suctioning onto you. Sucking on you like lips, fastening around your most sensitive bits, pulling you against the toy. And there is a sensation of great suction, of something more being pulled out of your body. You're being pulled into the sleeve, which means you can feel the head of her cock rubbing against you, as if she were grinding it right on you. You're rubbing against her, in a well-lubricated squeezing package, because just rubbing against her cock would be enough. Just rubbing against that massive, inflated, pleasurable member would have given you pleasure. You're rubbing against her inside a device made to give you pleasure. The sleeve squeezes. The sleeve sucks. It sucks and works on you. You could just hold this toy near yourself and it would suck you in, work you over, lick you. It feels like there's a tongue inside. And she must be feeling the same, because you look at her face, she's transfixed. Transfixed on the sleeve surrounding her girthy cock. You think about her cock. You think about this as an opportunity. You could apply pleasure. You run your hands over yourself, temptingly pressing your body near. Because all that's between the two of you is that toy. You can lean forward, grasp one of her breasts, rub your thumb over her nipple, watch her groan. Not one to be outdone, she leans in, her muscled arms wrapping around you, and runs her nails up your back. You feel a tingling heat in the wake of those scratches, and then she kisses the side of your neck and just rubs her teeth against you. Not a bite, just a suckling, hickey-leaving pleasure spasm. She fastens her lips down, and you hear the sucking, and you feel the sucking between your legs, the sleeve pulling. Just like before, there's a sensation of something more being pulled out of you. Thrust with me, push against me. Imagine you're pushing this onto my body. It's just that you gotta use your thighs, you gotta use your body to pleasure me. Of course, that exposes you to it, and I assure you, those soaked, lubricated secretions in there aren't just for show. They're gonna make both of us grow, even if I win the contest. And this is a contest. The more pleasure you give into, the bigger you get. As long as you're not letting me tempt you. She grabs her breasts underneath, raises them and drops them. You watch those massive jugs bounce, and your attention only goes there. She's used them as the focus of many a ritual before, and you know there are potions in there which could set you into transports of delight, ecstasy. You feel the growing between your legs. You imagine this is what her big cock must feel like. You thrust forward, and it makes the whole sleeve move, making you wonder just how much of the underside of her dick is rubbing against you. You're being extended, being stretched. It no longer matters what that device suctioned onto. Now there is just a potential of you, mingled with her, mixed with her. Alchemy, connection, sublime. You and that pleasure and her cock, the two of you, connected. It suckles and pulls at you. The toy is sucking, sucking. It's rhythmic, pulling, pulling. You look at her. You look at her bouncing her tits and wiggling her hips, and then she thrusts, pushing her cock all the way against you, all the way to the other end of the sleeve where it rubs on you. The two of you rubbing together in a lubricated, aphrodisiac-laden sleeve. The two of you captured inside of it, and it's suctioning you. It's clinging to you. It's like it's a part of you. There is less the touch of your body on hers, and more a kind of soupy, generalized pleasure. And then it grows more specific, more insistent. You look down and see that there is a suckling suction cup right against you, that you are being pulled into the toy enough to completely cover your lower body, completely cover between your legs, even over your thighs a little, as the sleeve expands, and it expands on her too. You moan and look at her, your eyes filling with lust, and you feel her groan and pull back a little. Oh, oh, she's surprised. You look down and see that the suction around her cock is actually shrinking a little. Her length is getting smaller. You grin in lust and thrust forward. You feel bigger. You feel powerful. You feel vital and filled. But whether you're bigger or smaller, and whether she's shrinking or you're growing, you are still grinding against her. So even though her cock has receded, you're able to rub yourself on the head of it, using her as your personal sex toy, using her as something to grind on, derive pleasure from. You feel the pulsing heat, her veins standing proud, the head of her cock is so looped up. You breathe in. The musk in the air, the smell of sex fills the classroom. You look toward the doorway and see a shimmering purple barrier sealing the room, making sure the two of you won't be interrupted until your contest is done. Do you feel how it shapes itself to your equipment? She asks. It sucks on you. It'll suck on you. It'll pull you in. All the girls here were too shy to use it. They don't really want to end up with cocks if it might interfere with their fertility. But this thing, this device, it's... Well, it's up to you what you want. If you want to submit and give in, you could give me all your length. I'd be so much better to fuck you with. All your vitality, all your energy. Then you would only get pleasure from here. She reaches down and grips the base of her cock, As best she can around the sleeve, she squeezes the base, and you feel her pumping it, adding extra pleasure to herself, pleasure that has nothing to do with you, and because it has nothing to do with you, it's pulling pressure out of you. You feel like your lower body is just less important. Her cock is so much more important. You grind on the head of it on purpose. You think about giving her pleasure, and there's a feeling of shrinking. And it's not just between your legs, it's in your mind as well. It's so important that her cock gets pleasured. It's so important that you bring pleasure to that body that's tempting you, pulling you in. You look at her muscled abs, her huge breasts. You look at her body, her curves, her ass jiggling as she thrusts and thrusts. And even though she's not thrusting into your body, she's grinding against you. She's frotting with you inside of that sleeve, the head of her cock rubbing on you. You feel smaller and smaller. But no matter how much you feel like you're shrinking, like your entire lower body's getting less significant, more submissive, she can still grind the head of her cock against you. It'll follow you wherever you go. You look at the sleeve and you see energy flowing from you to her. So you try humping, humping, grinding, grinding, grinding against not just the head of her cock, but the shaft. You feel ground against her, pinned under her, ground down under the length of her cock, her fluids, her corruptive fluids, or her purifying fluids. You know there's not much corruption in there. There's just purified pleasure. Well, you're grinding on her, and your energy flowing into her is making her bigger. Bigger. She started at like 11 inches, but she's bigger and bigger. She's over a foot now, so big, and you're grinding on her, grinding on her. You're less important, less significant. She's bigger and bigger. So you think about that energy flowing toward her, and you decide, do you want to keep letting it flow, or do you want to reverse it? Do you want to pull it back in? Do you want to tug it back into you? You could, but oh, the pleasure. And if you just give in, she'll have such a big cock. But if you overtake, you'll have such a big instrument to fuck her with, take her with, fill her with, sucking that potential out of her and into you. You wonder what spells went into making her cock. You wonder if you could pull them into you, and how both of you would feel if you revealed that you really want to just take her. She was counting on you being subby at heart. Was she right? Or is the temptation of knowing that her cock could be completely drained, and that instead of small and subby like you feel right now, you could feel big and hard and in charge, and she would feel small and subby. She would feel her cock's energy and her vital dominance getting sucked into you. Oh, the things you could do, even if you gave it back afterward. How would she feel? She has so much of her dominance and her will and her ideas bound up in her cock. She thought that just because she made the instrument, she'd be able to run it on you. But you really want to see her laid low. She's built up your desire to see her laid low every time you've played here. What if you reverse the flow? What would a small cocked cumwitch act like? What would you act like if you had a big, magnificent tool like hers, running the whole game in reverse? No, it's just too tempting. It's too much. You want to see her with her cock infused. You want to grind on her when she's enthused and overtaking. You want to know just how subby you can get if you're shrunk away until what's between your legs doesn't matter and only what's between her legs does. All the significance, all stimulation, all sensation, all the pleasure you get from touching yourself, all the libido you have tied between your legs, fading into her cock, non-stop, draining you. You have nothing down there, no pleasure, nothing, simply going, draining into her, energy sucking into her, pulling into her. You look at her and watch her bounce her breasts. You feel yourself smile indulgently. Smile demurely. You thrust your hips a few times, but it's about giving her pleasure, not about you at all. You've been brought to your fall. She's drained you to your fall. She's drained it all. All that's left in your mind is a fog, a happy fog. That's right, dear, she says, reaching out, laying one hand on your head, bringing your mouth forward to her breast. You suck on the tip of her huge nipple, letting it fill your mouth. It means you're awkwardly bent over, but you don't care. because she's thrusting now, openly thrusting, and every thrust pulls a little bit more of what you are out of you. A little bit more of your pleasure nerves are being pulled into her. The one who can feel the most pleasure in the room is her. The one who can feel the most is her. You suck. You feel a sweet nectar in your mouth. You drink. You swallow. You're smaller and smaller. Even inside your head, you're smaller and smaller. She grinds. And even though you're shrunken and small, her cock is grinding on you. Every thrust, it must be so big it can even reach into your mind. Reaching inside, grinding your thoughts. That's what's happening. Your thoughts are being ground under her big cock. 14, 15 inches, you don't care how big it is. It's so girthy, it's stretching the sleeve. And the tip of it is poking out of the sleeve, but it's grinding against you, grinding you down, grinding you under her, leaving your legs trembling, leaving a dripping trail of her pre-cum down on you, smeared over you, coating you, lubricating you. You hump against the sleeve, which is still fastened on you. You feel something sucking out of you. I'm bigger than you, she says. You're bigger than me, you say it, you repeat it. I'm bigger than you, she says. So big, think about how big I am. And she takes your hand and puts it around the sleeve, and you feel that you can't even go all the way around the sleeve. Now maybe you're contributing to that, but your energy in her cock is definitely contributing to that. You grip around the sleeve, she makes you squeeze it. You are giving pleasure to my cock, she says, and you repeat it back, changing the person, letting her know that you are giving pleasure to her cock. You're so happy about it. You squeeze, smile for me, sweetie, and you do smile around her tit as you suck on her nipple. Face pressed to her huge tit, much bigger than your head. You squeeze the sleeve, jerk it. You jerk her cock off with your hand, the two of you rubbing together. That's right. Jerk your own size out. Jerk your own energy out. Jerk yourself smaller. Grind with me. And you do. You jerk the sleeve and it sucks something out of you. Pulls something out of you and into her. I'm bigger than you. She's bigger than you. So much bigger than you. You feel small and pliable. Her pleasure is so big and important. After all, you're so shrunk and drained. If you tried to feel pleasure, you might feel one unit or two units. But with that giant unit of hers, she could feel 100, 1,000. She can feel so much pleasure. She's so sexy, she pushes her tits against your face, pulling your mouth away from her sweet, syrupy tit, pressing your face between them. You groan and moan into her, your hot breath against her tits, and that's causing pleasure too. The sleeve you're holding jerks and swells. You feel her getting bigger. You feel her oppressing, pressing, taking, claiming, yes, claimed, you're claimed, giving pleasure to something that can feel as good as that cock. She's bigger than you. She's so much bigger than you. You're hard and drippy in your brain, but between your legs, all that remains is the knowledge of her cock. Her cock is both of your sexual organs. Turn around, she tells you, and the sleeve releases you. She slides a hand down and you feel nothing. She turns you around so your hand has to leave the thick sleeve as she slides it off her cock with a loud noise. Turns you around. She faces you toward one of the desks in her classroom, but the whole time her huge, huge cock, impossibly huge, pressed against your energy-drained back and butt. She lays you over a soft pillow on top of the desk. You feel empty and small, but she can fix you feeling empty. Your pleasure is entirely located in her big, thick cock. She presses the tip against your ass. She presses the tip against you, preparing to fill you, preparing to peg you over the desk. She has all of both of you there, all of both of your pleasure, and you're so lubed and loose from relaxation, from being drained. I'm bigger than you, she says, and she looms over you, presses her huge tits to your back. There's so much that her tit flesh overspills the sides of your back. She kisses the back of your neck, then bites the side of it possessively, a light growl. Her long, elegant fingers play over your nipples, and you feel pleasure there. You still feel pleasure there. It's just between your legs that's bare, that's meaningless, useless, because she's so useful. The tip of her is at your entrance, and you feel your horny, hot, spread hole warming the tip of her cock. You feel it. You feel how you are hot, how you are welcoming. She's rubbing the tip there, spurting pre-cum, and it slides into your hole and loops it up. Your spread, parted hole. Your hole is ready for her to control. She's so much bigger than you, so much more vast. I'm bigger than you, she growls into you. And that's when the gentle pressure inside begins. You're spread around the crown of her cock, face down as you are. Your nipples are hard and pushed into the desk, into the soft pillow atop it. And she's resting her heavy tits on your back so you can feel them, as if to emphasize that bigness. As her swollen cock, many inches larger than normal, spreads your hole. But something about the draining process that made you so receptive has also made you very relaxed down there. It's better to just let her take charge. A knowledge which so permeates your body that you relax utterly for her entry. She presses her member inside. Hard. Hot. Massive. You feel so spread and submissive, and all your pleasure focuses on your ass, how you can squeeze around her length harder and better, how you can introduce rhythm, how you can lift her pleasure beyond its limit after all. All of your sensual capacity and all of hers are co-located in that cock, hard as can be. So hard that when you squeeze around the head, it almost feels like it's over full with her cream, and she lubes your insides up instantly, making it easier for her to push into the sticky sweet pleasure of your entwining insides. You think back to the sleeve, you think back to rubbing against her, and realize that all the parts that were feeling pleasure have been drained into her. She can feel more pleasure than you, so much more. She can feel more pleasure than ever before. You begin bucking your butt backward and you hear her groan, a low, impossible, and then a gasp as she realizes just how easily she can get overwhelmed. You start bottoming backward, pushing onto her length, pulling another inch inside of you, which makes your whole body shiver, not with anything happening in you, but with the knowledge of what you're causing to happen in her. She squirms, but she doesn't pull away. She can't bring herself to pull away. You're too good. You're too much. You're squeezing too well. Bouncing, squeezing. Your insides have set up a rhythmic, constant spasm. With nothing being reported from between your legs, with her having drained everything away, with her so big in your mind. She looms large in your mind, with her so big and you so small. It's easy to ignore between your legs and think about her pleasure. You push back, back, and then your whole body stiffens. You freeze in place. And your insides begin to spasm because you have bottomed out on her. The entirety of that huge cock is inside of you, and that flicks a switch. You look over your shoulder and see her rapturous, far-gone expression as she then grinds into you, grinds her big balls against you, her cock buried deep. You can feel her heartbeat pulsing through it. So massive is that member, and you think that a lot of her mind is being influenced by it too, because there's no bravado, no teasing, just a guttural groan. As her balls begin to empty, due to the sheer pleasure of the inside of your body spasming, your core muscles are squeezing, your nipples are pointed and feel like lines of heat as her long fingers play with them, reaching under the pillow on the desk and pulling you ahead a little bit so she can get better leverage. She doesn't pull out. She can't. You notice her try to pull out just an inch and then think better of it, or maybe rather, your body's hot, entwining passage squeezing and throbbing in time with the beat of your heart wrapped around her cock. You can feel her heart hammering in her chest. Her tits are pressed to either side of you. She's pushed so tight to your back, she's beginning to sweat and squeeze. Her core muscles, her belly is clenching. Her thighs are clenching just like you are. Because you're coming around her and it's milking her inside you like you're a machine for extracting all the energy back from that dominant figure above. She thrusts her hips, grinding because she can't pull out, so she's completely hilted, mindlessly rocking her hips forward and back as though grinding against the edge of the desk, but really she's just hammering into you, screwing into you, sending whirlwinds of pleasure as she rolls her hips in circles, unable to pull out, unable to thrust in. All she can do is move her cock around, widening your passage, slicking you more. Her heat and yours mingled, mixed, clamped down. You keep her held inside, locking your ass tight, your musculature squeezing on her cock rhythmically, pulsingly, and none of it's about your body, all of it's about hers, and she squirts, and a hot wave of her splatters inside so hard you can feel the squirt, the spurt. You hear her moan into the back of your head, this low sound. You wouldn't be able to hear it if you weren't right next to her. She doesn't have any energy for that. She's gripping you, and it's not out of a dominant urge, it's because she needs to hold on to something. Her hips begin to shake, vibrating like one of her toys would, and you feel the buzz inside you as she just rolls and rocks that huge member that's spreading and splaying your lower body, that place that is her focus and yours, all your thoughts sucked into it. It ground you down. She's bigger than you. She's bigger than you, and she's deep inside you, and she's merged with you, and she's one with you. She may be bigger than you, but she's in you, and the best thing you can do is give her as much pleasure as possible, so you extend your own climax, a climax you're pretty sure is entirely located in your ass where she's fucking you. You extend your own climax by squeezing rhythmically from base to tip, controlling your inner muscles perfectly with nothing to distract you. You can think only about your hole, about being a hole for her, about being another toy for her, just like the hole you shared. You squeeze, squeeze and milk her, squeeze and empty her, squeeze and drain her balls, drain her dominance, because she isn't topping you anymore. She's just grinding into you, a mindless, slick, hot, cream-filled passage. Her seed is all around her length, sticking to your inner walls, making you feel hot and flooded and full as she cream pies you deep, keeps her dick as far in as she can get it, because she can't bring herself to pull it out of your hot, welcoming, hungry confines. You make it clear what you want, you squeeze tight, you roll your butt back against her, grinding and bouncing your ass against her cock, against the base, which makes your hole contract there, squeezing, squeezing. You feel the musculature inside her cock expand as somehow she finds another spurt somewhere in here. And you feel the energy flowing back into you. You become aware of the space between your legs, and it feels heavy, weighty, like you're being pulled there. Boom, that spasm inside you. Your whole body shakes on the desk, rocking it and grinding it across the floor as she finishes coming, and you are restored to full, vibrant, orgasmic, shaking, sobbing, pressing against her. She holds you tight, kissing the back of your neck in comfort as the two of you ride out a spasmodic experience beyond what either of you expected. She's still spurting, still squirting. It seems like she wants to stop, and maybe you would want as well. But the two of you are wrapped in your own body's urges, weathering this physiological response, which feels so good, which batters your mind into slow, sliding, sighing exhaustion. Your whole body squeezes, relaxes, squeezes, relaxes, fucked out of your own thoughts and once more flooded with your own energy. Oh, you're aware of your body. You just don't care. Why would what's between your legs matter as much as her huge cock buried in your ass, her laying over you, gravity keeping her pinned to you, stuck to you, as inside you she just warms her half-hardened cock in a passage flooded with her cum. Aftershocks shake you, really do shake you, and she holds you still on the desk. She's still bigger, taller, stronger than you, and she holds you there. Oh, oh, more again. She starts to move her half-hard cock inside of you. You whimper, and then you see her picking up the onahole from the desk nearby and holding it in front of you. Her cock might not be in the other end of it, but it can still suction to you, and given the return of your awareness of the space between your legs, it seems she's intent to use that against you, fastening it tight, and every time she thrusts, you're humping against the suckling toy, which apparently has a vibrate function, because it's now buzzing against your body. As she closes your thighs around it, it locks in place. Now you have a toy, a self-suctioning, self-sucking, vibrating, squeezing toy locked between your thighs, and she's hardening again inside your ass. Let's see how many rounds you can take before the toy breaks. That was just a prototype. You had me going for a minute there. I thought you'd want to be on top. Let's make sure that that's never a thing I think you want ever again. Okay, dear? And one of her fingers dips into your mouth for you to suck on. And you do. As she begins to rock inside, bouncing you between her toy, which is now a single-person affair, and her hardened, enhanced, still bigger than it was, cock, which must contain some of your energy, some of your dominance. But she's returned just enough for you to have an oversensitive sensation between your legs, with your thighs clamped around her suckling, vibrating, flexible toy, humping into it. You imagine you're humping her and the image vanishes from your brain. That would be silly. You'd never be on top. She's so much bigger than you are.